This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As House Democrats open an official impeachment inquiry into President Trump, the Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes the upper chamber would have no choice but to hold an impeachment trial if the House continues to move in that direction. McConnell telling CNBC that the rules on impeachment are crystal clear. Vermont Senator and White House hopeful Democrat Bernie Sanders says he supports the impeachment inquiry, but he says he's afraid it will draw all of the lawmakers' attention for some time when there's other work to be done.
If we have a president who is corrupt, who has violated the law, who has violated his oath of office and the Constitution of the United States, he has to be impeached. But that doesn't mean that Congress should ignore the needs of working families all over this country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
and Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Limu. I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
An escalation of tension and violence in the streets of Hong Kong. That's police firing tear gas after news comes that a protester there has been shot in the chest with a live round by police. Until now, police had only been using measures like rubber bullets and water cannons on those pro-democracy demonstrators. The protests are coming after yesterday China had a holiday celebrating 70 years of communist rule. Jurors in Dallas will continue deliberations today in the trial of a former cop charged with murder. Amber Geiger admits to shooting her unarmed neighbor when she walked into his apartment last year, saying she thought it was her own apartment and that he was an intruder. She could get life in prison if convicted. Today is the second anniversary of the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history when a gunman opened fire from a hotel room in Vegas and killed 58 people. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg are reporting big fundraising totals for the third quarter. Sanders saying he pulled in $25.3 million from July through September. Mayor Pete reports raising more than $19.1 million during that third quarter. The president's assistant for trade and manufacturing policy, Peter Navarro, says the administration's not getting enough attention or credit for recent trade deal successes.
In New York, President Trump signed an historic trade deal with Japan. Across the pond in Geneva, Switzerland, I led a White House delegation. We were able to get the most sweeping reform of an international organization in our history. And it was crickets in the media, despite the fact that those two deals alone, those two Trumpian victories, will generate billions of dollars for farmers, ranchers, workers, manufacturers, and really create thousands of jobs.
And Google is working on a safety app that would detect car crashes and call 911. After determining if there was a crash, the phone would sound an alarm, and if there's no response, it would call 911 with its location. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen, because after all, this is a government for by we the people, and this radio show is about you pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Our next guest, Dr. Allison Stanger, is going to be joining us about her new book, Whistleblowers. Interesting timing, right? I mean, no sooner do we have all this whistleblowing activity going on in our government today and on the front pages of our newspapers. She has written, I think, a book that is, like I said, not only is it timely, but it's rather rather important in the discussion about whistleblowing. It's subtitled Honesty in America, From Washington to Trump, Revealing Misconduct by Those in High Places. As you can imagine, is always dangerous, particularly in this country. Some countries worse yet. Whistleblowers therefore face conflicting impulses by challenging and exposing the powerful's transgressions. They perform a vital public service, yet they always suffer for it. This episodic history brings to light how whistleblowing, an important but unrecognized cousin of civil disobedience, she writes, has held powerful elites accountable in America. It analyzes a range of whistleblowing episodes from the corrupt Revolutionary War Commodore Isaac Hopkins, whose dismissal led to the first whistleblower protection law back in 1778, to Edward Snowden, to the dishonesty of Donald Trump. And author and scholar Allison Stanger reveals the centrality of whistleblowing to the health of American democracy. Now, interesting, and, you know, I was looking forward to this conversation with her so that we can talk about, you know, and obviously, I mean, she seems to already have a determined viewpoint regarding, you know, regarding the president. But in light of what's coming out right now, and of course, it's difficult to parse all this activity because we have to wade through the partisanship that is being thrown at us. And what has happened in our country is that if you have a perspective like Robert De Niro, where you just hate Donald Trump, you hate the very breath and the very air that he breathes, then you're going to have a certain worldview. And conversely, if all things are glory for Donald Trump, you're going to respond and think of him in such a way. And that's what we have today. Is we have a president that is a polarizing figure. There's no doubt, for all kinds of reasons, that he's polarizing. You know that. You know, this is what happens. It doesn't matter. I mean, whether you're Barack Obama, you know, George W. Bush, some more so than others. And certainly Donald Trump is much that way, because just on the surface, if he just came in and just as a personality, people wouldn't like him or like him because of his personality. But in this particular case, here we are as the president of the United States dealing with something so significant as a government that has a deep state operatives, that has non-elected bureaucrats involved in our government that are pushing the levers and taking advantage of we the people. I mean, it's kind of interesting because, you know, you had Barack Obama that was so socially involved and socially sensitive about social justice. And here you have Donald Trump that comes in and in a way is championing the cause for social justice and fairness and trying to bring us back to standard based on the Constitution. I mean, we agreed, we took an oath of office, we put our hand on the Bible, in some cases maybe the Quran or other elements that we could profess our loyalty. And our elected officials said, hey, look, I'm going to support, I'm here to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And Donald Trump, in fashion to the conversation, consistent with the conversation we had with Dr. Jerry Newcomb earlier, is that words matter, and they matter to him. And for many of us, they matter. And so we say, okay, this is our perspective. This is what we hold to. We want to get back to the standard of what the U.S. Constitution has defined and said what America is supposed to look like. And there are forces that have been going on for decades and have made a way into the inner sanctum of our government and have been pulling levers. And it's almost like this shadow government. And what happened is somebody took their cheese away. Okay, if Hillary Clinton was there, hey, everything was fine. Because they had all that part under control. They can control that. But somebody as independent as Donald Trump, somebody that didn't, depend on K Street money and influence, who, man, what are we going to, how are we going to control him? This is insane. And so, they're upset because they cannot pull a lever on him because he's independent. He's not beholden. He's not counting on their money. He's not counting on their influence. But yet, sadly, they're part and parcel of the whole machinations of all this stuff. And so they're upset because their power has been lessened. And in Washington, D.C., it's all about power and influence. The money will come, but boy, I'm telling you, you got to have the power. That's what Lindsey Graham said when in the Kavanaugh hearings. The Democrats were so obvious that it was all a power ploy for them, and it has been from day one. And what have they cost this country? I mean, how much better off could we have been? I mean, I still maintain our GDP would be well over 3, 4, maybe possibly on its way to 5 if we had just a little bit of cooperation from the Democrats. But as soon as they were elected and the people gave them the vote and said, okay, hey, we're going to trust you that you're going to do some good there. Well, this is what we got. We got all these unintended consequences. And I'm sure there's a lot of voters out there going, oh, I wanted to believe them. But the fact of the matter is that they've proven untrustworthy because instead of us investing our money in helping, you know, more Americans, what they've done is they've taken our money and have poured it into the Russian collusion, this Kavanaugh hearing fiasco that went through, and now here we are talking about Ukraine. And oh yes, by the way, Ukraine was probably ground zero of all the Russian collusion, delusion stuff anyway, and what has been worked out. And I believe the deep state, they're in a full-blown panic. Because as they continue to fight this battle, their shroud of secrecy and lever pulling, this is all being pulled back layer by layer. It's an onion skin revelation. And let me tell you, if you think heads exploded on election night in 2015, get ready. Because what John Durham is about to expose, I mean, John Solomon has already given us a little bit of a preview. Sarah Carter, with her investigative reporting, Tom Fenton, Judicial Watch, who have been, you know, heroes of mine for all the hard work and dedication. Kimberly Strassel, Kimberly's going to be on the air with us. We've got the upcoming interview on her new book. She's going to be on with us. So many other patriots who have been fighting for that which is just and right on behalf of we the people. And I am so grateful, and I know you are too, because in the midst of all this miry mess that the deep state has thrown upon us is the truth. But we cannot give up. we have got to continue to fight for the truth and get down to the bottom of this. And this is what Dr. Alison Stanger, I believe, really at her very core is all about when she talks about honesty in America from Washington to Trump. I mean, that's what we need. We need honesty. We need Trump. We need truth. We need to hold people accountable, our elected officials. And whistleblowers, I believe, can serve an important cause. And we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Prepare for this upcoming season with Quantum Nutrition Labs Vitamin D3 and K2 Garlic Complex and Vitamin C. Buy two, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578 or visit us online at qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
I've been chilling, hey, I've been chilling, hey, brand new day, hey, I've been chasing.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. A little bit of a conflict with Dr. Allison Stanger, so we're going to reschedule her because what we need to talk about regarding her book, Whistleblowers, I don't want to rush through it. I'd planned to spend a couple of segments to get into this, and I believe what she has to bear will help educate us and help us understand, you know, what is going on with this whole process of the whistleblower, because there are some new dynamics that have come into play. As you know, the Inspector General for the intelligence, community, Michael Atkinson, you know, when he was confirmed, by the Senate, for his position, he expressed an interest and a passion for whistleblowing, that there needed to be some revisions. And it sounded good. But what has happened recently, I guess on one hand, you give him the benefit of the doubt and you say, okay, he maybe in his zeal to protect whistleblowers, maybe went a step too far by allowing, third hand or hearsay type reporting to come under the Whistleblower Act. And they revised this. Now, some reports were that he revised it only a month ago. And so then the question is, then the conspiracies come up and go, okay, was there malign behavior here? Was this purposeful? Did he already know that a whistleblowing report was coming down the pike and it was going to be loaded with hearsay? So did he adjust the regulation in order to accommodate that? Okay. And I think you can understand why people would ask that question, because this is what this document is loaded with, all kinds of hearsay. And even when they suggest, and again, I'm only reading what the document states, and some are saying that the whistleblower, he or she, had firsthand knowledge. But that, unless I'm missing something, and I've read over this several times, I'm not seeing firsthand knowledge. I'm seeing, second, third-hand reports that are tied into this document. Not to mention the fact that it seems, to add to the suspicion, is that, in fact, there was a whistleblower, an actual whistleblower, that was on last night on television. I can't remember if it was with Tucker or with Hannity. But laying out, his case and what he did, he knew in an instant that the document had been worked by a group of attorneys. And the attorneys, that as best they can tell, are a part of the Democratic apparatchik. Okay, so then all the suspicions come up. And what Dr. Stanger is talking about, and I think what most people would hope in the spirit of whistleblowing, is that at the heart of all this would be the goal of finding the truth, right? Let's be honest. Let's be transparent. Let's get to the truth of the matter and understand what's going on. That's why I said the other day it would have been nice when this report came out if, Adam Schiff, who had this document, I understand he's had this document. I'm talking about the whistleblower complaint. He's had it on his person for over a month. Okay? Sound familiar, right? Democrats do this stuff. They hold the ace card under their sleeve and then all of a sudden conveniently pop it out and catch people off guard. And, and I'm tired of that kind of gamesmanship. And that's not the way to do things. I mean, the way to do things, you would say, is that, but again, all this politics stuff, and I hate making excuses for it, but enough of this stuff. I mean, you are wasting the people's money. And again, this is where we the people, need to take notes and take names and understand who's doing what and who's doing right by we the people and honoring their respected elected position and not coming in and playing games and costing us a bunch of money. But what they should have done is they should have taken this report. I mean, it went through the process. It was vetted. And the initial, according to the AG, was that there wasn't a lot of there, and it was hearsay. And so what happened was a little bit of an end run, and it went to the Democrats. Well, once the Democrats had it in their hand, then it was like, okay, they're going to blow this thing out. And so protocol kind of for the sake of this significance of what the whistleblower was all about and what the president was being accused of, that procedure had to be thrown out, and let's accommodate this report. And so Donald Trump releases the phone call. You read it. You try to reconcile it against the report, and you go, "Wow, I don't see this." Even in the hardest sense. And there's been, you know, some good conservatives and people that I respect who said, "I'd rather not Donald Trump had said this." You know, he's the president of the United States. He has a responsibility as the president regarding our national security. And we just came off of this Russian collusion delusion that we paid a lot of money, $70 million plus, between the Senate, Congress, and Mueller. Over $70 million we spent on this fiasco. They wasted the people's money. Why? Because they hate Donald Trump. Why? Because they want to impeach him. Why? Because Texas Congressman Al Green, not the singer, but the congressman, said, the only way we can beat Trump is we got to impeach him. We're not going to beat him at the ballot box. So, and from day one, even, Molly Hemingway? She's on a transport, and Jerry Nadler is talking, you know, on his cell phone. What a knucklehead. He's on his cell phone telling whoever is on the other side of the phone, just having a conversation involving everybody on the train with his voice. And he laid out his plan that it was all about impeaching Trump. Now that they were in charge, they're going full Monty and they're going to impeach Trump. That's what it's been. So it's been absolutely madness, impeachment, talk, consideration, nonstop. At our expense. Not their expense. They're going to get away with it. I mean, hey, no big deal. The media, they're feeling some pain because subscribers are going, enough of this stuff. You're not interested in giving me the truth. So I'll get another subscription. I'll do something else, or I'll just get my news online or some other force. But I'm not going to invest my money, my hard-earned money, into you again, because it's not worth it. I don't need to be lied to. I don't need to invest my money to buy into lies. And so they're starting to take a little bit of a hit on this. And look at Rachel Maddow. Look at her ratings. I mean, ever since the Mueller deal, I mean, she's in the tank. You know, she's gone down. So the people have voted, you know, with their fingers by saying, okay, I'm changing the channel. I'm going to get my news elsewhere. Or I'm just going to go play golf. Just decompress, get away from all the madness. You know, it's be a lot easier that way. And I don't blame you. But meanwhile, again, our responsibility as we the people is we have a government to run, okay, and to save. We have it run. Whether it's Donald Trump or whoever we elect president, he's our president. And we expect him to live to a certain standard, to do certain things on behalf of we the people. The bottom line here is whether you're in Chicago or in San Francisco, New York or whatever, you know, the first thing that people are saying there on the streets, I just want to be safe. I just want to be able to, you know, take my kid to the park. I can't even take my kid to the park anymore. And then on top of that, then I got the mayor of Chicago saying, oh, we're not going to help ICE anymore. I'm telling all the law enforcement people there locally to stand down. Well, let me tell you, in contrast, ICE officials, because they see a fellow law enforcement officer, aren't going to sit there and discriminate and say, oh, those are the people that said they wouldn't watch my six, so I'm not going to watch their six. It doesn't happen that way. You know, there is a fraternity. There is a fraternal order and a spirit in law enforcement, military. Any of these bonds that knit us together when you are dealing with life and death issues. But the mayor of Chicago doesn't understand it. And she makes the statement that she does and tells her officers to stand down. How disgusting is that? And what is ICE responsible for doing? But taking illegal aliens, we can still say that here. I think maybe I'll get fined later if this, you know, because this airs in New York. So what are they guilty of? But arresting illegal aliens who are felons. They have committed crimes. But the mayor of Chicago says, no, I say differently.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As House Democrats open an official impeachment inquiry into President Trump, the Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes the upper chamber would have no choice but to hold an impeachment trial if the House continues to move in that direction. McConnell telling CNBC that the rules on impeachment are crystal clear. Vermont Senator and White House hopeful Democrat Bernie Sanders says he supports the impeachment inquiry, but he says he's afraid it will draw all of the lawmakers' attention for some time when there's other work to be done.
If we have a president who is corrupt, who has violated the law, who has violated his oath of office and the Constitution of the United States, he has to be impeached. But that doesn't mean that Congress should ignore the needs of working families all over this country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Maybe it's okay if I'm not okay. Cause the world evolves, the world is holding on to me. Maybe it's alright.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Just remember, for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We have a plethora of blessings for you there at the website, including Colostrum LD. Look at the banner ad there. Click on it. Boy, it's a great product, and all you do is click on it. They'll send you free samples, and this is life-changing, especially when I think, you know, I know the condition, situation happened to me, and boy, it's made a huge difference for me, and you know, I was kind of surprised to realize just how prevalent it is. About 80% of us deal with, you know, digestive issues, and they call it leaky gut. Right? I know it doesn't sound very sexy, but it isn't. It isn't very sexy, and it's problematic, and it causes all kinds of issues in our whole digestive problem, our metabolism, everything right on down the line. It's like all the dominoes start to fall down. So anyway, check it out. Take advantage of the free offer. It's our gift to you, along with all the other gifts that are right there on the website at BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we're going to talk artificial intelligence with our next guest, who has written just this wonderful book. I mean, this is awesome. It's an illustrated history that takes us on a vast tour through the world of artificial intelligence, past, present, and the future. And it's brought to us by the award-winning author Clifford Pickover, who's published more than 50 books on topics ranging from science, mathematics, to religion, art, and history. So is Clifford joined us now? No, I guess
not. Hi, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay. You were so quiet. And I'm good, because normally when we have somebody on the phone, I at least hear a breath or something in between. I go, okay, good, I can rest. So, but thank you. You were being AI quiet here, so that's awesome. Congratulations on the book, Cliff. Thanks very much. This is terrific. So, obviously, your background in science and mathematics, I mean, this all led to this book, but what was the final motivation? What was the thing that was waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning to say, I've got to do this?
Well, I've always been interested in computers and creativity and the arts, and I've always had a fascination with topics on the edges of science and science fiction, and the ones that make us question the limits of thoughts and the future of humanity. So what could be more fascinating than that?
Well, you know, we hear a lot today about AI. I mean, we're actually surrounded by it, even subtly in our homes. We may not look at it as artificial intelligence, but you can't even buy a hamburger today in some places without AI being, part of the process. Explain to our audience the essence of artificial intelligence.
Well, I think, Dave, we want to give it a simple definition, right? It's apparently intelligent behavior in machines. So what do we mean by intelligence in humans? It's the ability to solve problems, accomplish goals, learn. So if we see that in a machine or a system, we call that artificial intelligence. And it, as you said, it covers a wide range of things.
Mm. Well, and you say that in contrasting against human intelligence, artificial intelligence is a discipline yet again differently. And as you say, in looking at the peripheries of science, and there's been more conversation here recently about potential alien interaction. So, what do you think these alien life forms will be like?
Well, alien life is a great thing to contemplate, and I mention it somewhat in the book. One question is whether there will be alien life at all that can communicate with us. And right, intelligence is not inevitable because we see on the Earth maybe 50 billion species arose, but only one became intelligent. So it's not guaranteed. But one idea is that if we do make contact or have signals from extraterrestrials, they could be from machines, because machines are very durable, they're not physically constrained. And the one idea is that humanity and organic life, like we and all the life forms we know, they're like a stepping stone to a vast era of machine-like life that is smart and very versatile. We don't know if that's the case, but it's one of the theories.
Well, do you think, Clifford, that, it has been reported by people who know better, such as yourself, that we utilize such a small portion of our brain that if we're able to access more of our brains, we're already a force when you think about it. I mean, the history of man is it's just absolutely miraculous. But imagine if we could exercise even maybe 5-10% more of our brain. I think we look to artificial intelligence as somehow being, the savior of all that, but I'm just thinking that if it's inside of man, if we were to expand our capabilities by 5%, how much more could we do?
Well, yes, it's incredible how much we can do. We're evolved to run from lions, and escape dangers. Look at all what we can do today in terms of thinking and philosophy and math and all the rest. That is amazing. But I think in the future, AI will be our helpers. Just like when I'm writing this book, I could hardly imagine in the old days when you had, used pencil and paper. I use all these tools to help me with my book writing. AI will also be tools. It'll help doctors make diagnoses. It'll help cars be safer. So if we think of them as tools, very, smart tools, I think we can see they can be quite useful.
Yes, I think that I would agree. Tools for the right application, as my dad used to always say, you always got to use the right tool for the right job. And understanding it that it is a bit inanimate, although it may give you an upper hand, and you might want to believe. I mean, you know, you watch some of these movies that have been put out utilizing artificial intelligence, and they would want you to fantasize and add more to AI than. I guess it's in the eye of the beholder, so I guess you can add whatever you want. But still, I think what is so important is the emotional aspect of our humanity, is it not?
Yes, that's a good question. You know, we're turning more and more decision-making over to AIs. You know, one example is the GPS in the car. Right now, we're getting a little weakened, right? We're maybe not as good as reading maps or having a sense of directions. So we have to be careful as we turn more and more decision-making over to AIs, which actually can make errors, too, so that there can be dangers there. But I also look to them for inspirations because they can look at patterns in the world and see things we can't. And if we can be inspired to learn from that...
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be, I think, pretty useful for humanity. We just have to be careful about various aspects. And we can get into what you have to be careful about.
Right.
But care is needed.
Well, that, like anything, it's a process. I mean, it's like you mentioned a computer. When we first got the computer, it's like, you know, okay, what is this? How do we do this? And, you know, and you're really, as an adult, you're careful in approaching the computer. And I always love the contrast of young kids. And they're banging away, you know, hitting buttons that you wouldn't think. You were afraid that if you hit the escape button, you would ruin all your hard work or something. But the little kids go after it, and it's amazing what they got into. I know my son, I had a car that was so technologically advanced. I didn't know about 90% of the stuff. I really didn't. But he did. He had it all figured out. He goes, oh, Dad, you know, you can adjust the ratio. I mean, all this stuff that he got into, I mean, it was amazing to me. I go, honey, I don't have that much time. I just want to get in the car, turn the key, have it start, go down the road. I don't need all the nuance, but it's there, you know, for those that are willing to take advantage of it. But all that to say is that it is a process as you work with it, then you begin to embrace and appreciate, okay, how can artificial intelligence serve you in your work? Like you said, you know, there's AI that you utilize to write books.
Yes, and we could talk about it later if there's time. They can be brittle. You could trick an AI. You could show a picture of a banana, put a psychedelic patch next to it that it looks like gibberish, and it'll say, oh, that's a toaster. And so if you could fool the AI that much, we have to be careful with drones that might be given AI systems that, you know, do make lethal decisions.
Exactly.
Also, there's also trouble in determining what's real, right? Today, with news and photographs, very hard to tell sometimes. In the future, when you can have perfect videos of people and you can't tell the difference between reality and something fraudulent, that's a concern as well.
Well, like anything, we have to be careful what we choose to and who, to whom we choose to subordinate our decisions to, right? Clifford Pickover is with us. More from after this.
This is sponsored by Purina. There's no doubt that pet owners want the best for their furry friends, including the best food to help them grow and feel a long, healthy life together. But with increased confusion about what's good and bad, many pet owners may not feel completely confident that their pet's food is healthy and safe. Finding pet food for your dog or cat's nutritional needs, while factoring in his or her life stage, lifestyle, and activity level, is critical to health and longevity. Purina Chief Veterinary Officer, Dr. Kurt Venator.
Don't be afraid to call a pet food company and ask questions. These four things can help ensure your pet's food is safe and healthy. Look for a company that invests in scientific research to fully understand pets' needs and offers foods that are formulated by professional nutritionists, complete and balanced, and validated with feeding trials. When in doubt, consult your veterinarian to better understand your pet's specific needs.
For more, visit Purina.com. Again, that's www.purina.com.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, It doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're talking artificial intelligence, ladies and gentlemen, and we're looking at an illustrated history that takes us on a vast tour through the world of artificial intelligence, and we're blessed to have the award-winning author, Clifford Pickover, with us. He's published more than 50 books on topics ranging from science and mathematics to religion, art, and history. Clifford, as you point out in your book, AI has been around almost from the very beginning of man when you think about it, right?
Yeah, that was one of the most surprising aspects of the research that I did, was we had ancient history of AI, at least in the form of legends, thousands of years ago. One example is this robot called Talos from the ancient Greeks that went around the island of Crete to protect it. Mm-hmm. So it showed we were fascinated by the line between life and non-life. And then when you get to the Middle Ages, there's all these clockwork animals and people that look vaguely like they're living it and working the way up to today.
Mm-hmm. When did you get interested in AI?
Well, I think I've always had this fascination with creativity. And I'll tell you, when I was young, there was a book called Cybernetic Serendipity, which was on computers and the arts. And I said, wow, this is pretty primitive back then when it was making poetry and painting, but on a primitive level. Today, the computer has invaded, you know, almost all forms of creativity, from music to writing to art to even generating novel solutions to scientific problems is a form of creativity.
Mm-hmm. Well, you write about humanity's searches for the soul. And people are interested. Well, how does that relate to AI?
Yeah, I do get into both the technical stuff in the book, but for a general audience, and also philosophical items. And this is philosophical. And the idea goes back to long ago, like when a philosopher like Descartes said, well, the brain and the consciousness or the soul, Those are two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
And the soul might communicate through the brain, through an organ. He thought it was something called the pineal body. So it gets you thinking, where is this line between what's doable? In other words, we are, in a sense, running on brain hardware. It's just wet and organic. Mm-hmm. Could you run on electrical devices and still have thought and consciousness? It's one of the questions that people talk about.
And it seems today there is more talk about, pursuing immortality somehow through artificial intelligence. How do you see that coming together?
Well, there's one field called transhumanism, mm-hmm. which Thiel talks about enhancing the human, physically and mental, that through technology, through robotics, through genetics. Someday we'll understand the biological basis of aging, and when we do that, many think we'll become immortal. We just will know exactly what causes us to age and how to solve it. Now, we could talk about whether, you know, that's good or not, but that's a topic. And people also talk about, could we be living in a simulation? If you could create an artificial intelligence, how do we know we're not living in a simulation, being simulated on some computer? But that's another interesting, almost science fiction topic. But people,
right.
scientists discuss it.
Yeah, well, that's one of those classes at the universities you have to take that you spend $5,000 for, you know. and they get to have fun with you, and you go, but you can't go home and tell your parents that that's what you spent on the class, because they think maybe you've really lost it, and it's time for you to be deprogrammed.
When you talk about AI, some of this philosophy now gaining more relevance.
No, exactly. Anyway. We have been a bit conditioned, to say the least, whether it's The Matrix or, you know, other plethora of movies that have come out along the way, and as is the case with anything creatively speaking, it just keeps upping the ante, and we get more and more to where, if you look at some of these movies, we're going to be run by machines here in short order.
That's right, and I discuss some of the famous movies in the book where AIs are taking over and all sorts of things like that.
Mm-hmm. Talk about another thing you address in the book is, well, let's go to the 1700s here, which was interesting. I mean, we talk about AI being around a lot longer than we even realize. But there's a story about a defecating robot duck that shocked societies in the 1700s. Tell our audience about that.
Yeah, you see, I can have some humor in the book, too.
Sure.
This is a something from the 1700s where a French watchmaker actually made a duck, a robot duck with hundreds of moving parts. It moved its head, it played with water, flapped its wings. It was amazing. But the funny part was you could feed it food, and it would take it from your hand, and then a little while later, the remains of the digested food would be eliminated. So they must have had a little sense of humor there. But it shows you, it's just one example of many devices where people wanted to simulate something lifelike, you know, robots on some kind of scale. Even in ancient times, 1700s, before and after. That's just one fun example.
Exactly. Maybe that's where we're coming to. You know, we have comedians today that are afraid to go on university campuses anymore because of, supposed hate speech and sensitivity and all this other stuff that's going on. That's what we'll have. We'll have AI robotic comedians, you know, and that way it doesn't matter if they throw fruit at them or whatever. they don't have any emotions. That doesn't matter.
Then the AI will be canceled and said you can never come back, right?
That's right, right. Well, and the AI will probably be sharp enough to know who they have in their audience, so that if they have to do jazz hands, then they know to be sensory sensitive, right?
Exactly. They'll monitor the audience, know when they're crossing the line, and redirect.
I mean, well, really, you know, when you think about this, this is a lot of fun. It must have been fun for you, because you can kind of release your imagination a bit to say, okay, what are the endless possibilities, huh?
Yeah, I think the possibilities are limitless, because AI has already invaded, in a good way, so many fields, from medicines to cars to producing art, predicting time of death. That's kind of strange. Robot surgery. You know, we're sending robots to Mars that have AI. Right, there's one right there right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be very helpful to humanity. We must do it with care. But they'll help us dream new dreams and reason beyond our limited intuitions that we have currently.
Yeah, and you say with care, you kind of alluded to this earlier regarding the ethical use of AI and the dangers of unethical machines. I mean, that is possible, right?
Yeah, ethics, that's getting back to your philosophy courses, right? Ethics actually is playing more of a role in AI. One simple, very simple example is you have a self-driving car and it knows it's going to have a collision. Does it save the passenger? Or does it save the pedestrian that it's about to hit, right? That's kind of like an ethical decision that these cars will have to make, and they can be much more complicated. So ethics plays a role. Autonomous weapons, do you want drones being able on their own to make decisions about what to attack, or must a human be in a loop? That's ethics. You know, do you want a judge to be an AI? There's a lot of decisions we're turning over to AIs, and that's where ethics may creep in.
Yeah, like what happens if an airplane is destined to crash and it's falling? Is there an AI takeover that distinguishes all life forms on that plane before it actually crashes?
Yeah, well, AI is already, right, in planes, all the autopilots, and and they do remarkably well, but we know that sometimes there is software errors. You could imagine some ethical decisions to be made there, or what risks might be to take. But with a self-driving car, it even is magnified, right? If there's five young people playing on the road, on an icy road, and there's one elderly person on the side, you know, are the young people more important than the old? You know, it gets very complicated.
But you can see where that could go, because we're already having that discussion right now when we talk about healthcare. Talk about Moravec's paradox.
Moravec's paradox is interesting because it shows that difficult tasks with high-level reasoning, like, let's say, playing expert chess, that's very easy for computers these days but hard for humans. And there are tasks that are hard for robots that are easy for humans, like we can pick up lint from the floor and tie our shoes. That's tricky for an AI.
Mm-hmm.
So the paradox is what's easy is hard, and what's hard is easy, and that tells us about, you know, the evolution of AI and the evolution of humans and what they're good at and what's difficult.
Mm-hmm. What's the downside?
The downside of AI?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are turning more and more decision-making to them. So we have to be careful about that. We talked about they can be easily be fooled into making errors. Downside is reality. We won't know what's real because they can create such good simulations and fake videos that you almost need someone to certify what's real or not.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be an effect on jobs, naturally. Probably one effect is that jobs working with AI will be replacing jobs not working with AI. And there's always a question about empathy. You know, is it good to have a judge be a robot who doesn't get hungry before lunch and make a bad decision? Or is it better to have an AI that makes a decision based on algorithms, but there's risks? So these are all risks and concerns.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I think that also, you know, you touched on this, and that is if you are alternating reality and you have that ability to do that, I mean, we already have that right now in the political process, right? And all we need is machines adding to the complication of our perceived sense of reality.
Yes, when it's possible to make videos that are perfect, when virtual reality gets more interesting for us and we go into these virtual worlds for games, you know, what do we want to stay there? That's the question. These are all hot topics.
Well, I'll tell you, this is such a great read. I'm enjoying this because it gives me a chance to decompress a bit, believe it or not, Clifford. And I thank you, Dr. Clifford Pickover, his new book, Artificial Intelligence and Illustrated History. You're going to find very fascinating and very expanding, because you never even realize how prolific artificial intelligence is and how it continues to surround us. Clifford, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you